Hello, my name is Avery Winston, and I'm 15 years old. I am recording in Canby, Oregon with my friend Shay, who I haven't seen in a little bit. Today's date is November 22nd, 2021. It is 10:13 in the morning, and it's Thanksgiving break. Pow, pow. How are you, Shay?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm tired, but okay. So we're on Thanksgiving break. I haven't seen you in a little bit. It's really nice to be with you. I want to ask you a few questions because I just realized that you have really cool traditions that you do for the holidays. Now, your family is Italian, right?
Yeah, we're very Italian.
So you have strong roots to Italy. Now, you said that you had a cool tradition that you normally do, and what is that?
Yeah, we make raviolis every year around Thanksgiving or Christmas, and it's so much fun.
What kind of raviolis do you make?
I make, like, this beef kale, like, innards, if that's what it's called.
Filling? innards, that's kind of weird, but okay. That's cool. So you make the pasta from scratch, and you make, what type of beef is it? What part of the cow? Is it ground beef, or, like?
It's ground beef. It's nothing special.
And you make this at your Nona's house. And when do you typically make it? Do you make it, like, the day before Thanksgiving, day of? And, like, what's your kind of, like, process of doing it?
So, we do it the day before Thanksgiving, and me and my Nona, I go over before, and I help start the dough and the filling, and we just start that, and then we order pizza, and so we eat pizza while we're doing it, which sounds a little weird that we're making food while eating someone else's food, but they need time to, like, boil and stuff.
And then what type of pizza do you normally get? Like, from where?
We get it from Fultano's in Canby, one of the best places.
It is pretty good pizza. Now, do you also eat the raviolis that you bake at your family gathering on Thanksgiving? Or is it typically, like, boiled and then frozen so you guys can eat it, like, year-round whenever you want it?
So, we make a lot of raviolis. So, we do both of those. We eat a batch then, mm-hmm. and then we eat a batch at Easter and Christmas.
Oh, so these are kind of, like, holiday raviolis.
Yeah.
Okay. And now, when you get to make these raviolis with your family, and you kind of get to bond with them and just, like, reconnect after a long year of not being able to make raviolis and connect together, does this make you feel grateful for anything in particular?
I am grateful that my Nona stayed healthy through all of this. She has super bad asthma, like, 4 inhalers bad, and so I'm really thankful for that.
That's nice. And it's nice that you get to spend a lot of time with her. You know, some people don't get to do that, especially with COVID. It's more rare. So that's cool. Do you have any other cool traditions that you have during the holidays?
Well, usually me and some friends get together and
you can say it's me. We get together every Christmas.
We get together every Christmas and we get matching pajamas and
we make gingerbread houses, which is so much fun.
I know, but
it gets a little crazy. Last year our designs were quite out there. I made a regular nice neighborhood house in the front with a crack shop in the back. And what did you make?
I made an orphanage, and then in the front there was weed. I accidentally messed up, and that's how it got to that point. And then someone was a copycat and copied me, but it's fine. We're leaving that in the past.
Yeah. We basically make our gingerbread houses, and then once they start going downhill, they just go, like, downhill really fast.
It's like your skiing, but with decorating.
I love doing that. I'm so grateful that I get to do that with you. We've been doing it since kindergarten. You know, it's Christmas. We get to match. We get to have fun. We get to do just so much fun stuff during the holidays. And we really get to connect and appreciate each other. And I'm so thankful for that.
Me too.
Thank you for talking.
Bye.